This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, April 30th. Well, cattle markets were fairly quiet yesterday. We were trading generally an inside day in the live cattle space. Feeders put in a new high for the move barely and then kind of backed off. We had live cattle down $1.40. Feeders were down 67. So not a lot of activity there, but just kind of a slightly weaker undertone. So the market seems to be running out of momentum here to the upside over these last couple days. It's been a pretty decent correction. We haven't really gotten up to the major resistance yet, which is the breakout point. So we'll see what kind of momentum we can continue here after this correction. But it is a little concerning that there's just a lot more news among the major news outlets about the bird flu in cattle. They were talking about it in the milk, talking about, you know, finding remnants of the virus in the milk. Pretty confident, not 100%, that it wasn't still active. So they're testing the milk. Now they're going to be testing hamburger in states where they have found the bird flu. So it's just this constant flow of information into, the broader news outlets that's keeping this front and center in front of the consumer. That's a problem. Not that you want to hide it, but, you know, the consumer is going to take note of this and become, I think, more concerned about it. So we'll see how this progresses. But credit to USDA for trying to stay ahead of this and saying to the public that this is safe. The milk has been tested. It's safe. We're testing the hamburger to make sure that it's safe. What temperatures do you need to cook this to make sure all the viruses have been killed? So they're trying to stay ahead of this and calm the public, if you will, keep them confident in the beef supply. But, you know, this constant drubbing of information and the news stories about it is obviously not bullish. So we're paying pretty close attention to how this is impacting. You know, for the last month, it's largely been, for the most part, a non-event. We've had some negative reaction to it, yes, but the market has been able to bounce back. Demand has stayed strong. Cash prices have held right in there, firmed up. So that was leading us to believe, oh, maybe the public isn't too worried about this. But again, this constant flow of information about it, I think, is going to start to have a negative toll on public sentiment. In the cash trade, fairly quiet than the Fed trade yesterday. Box beef values were a bit higher. Choice was up 39 cents at 298. Select up 149 at 290. The spread lost $1.10. We're sitting at 732. Box beef volume at 104 loads is another good start to the week. A slaughter rate yesterday, 113,000 head. That's steady with a week ago, and it's down about 9,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeders from Friday, 9,700 head trading. That includes all the direct trade for the week. The average price at $241.89 is weak again, and I think that's becoming kind of common over these last several weeks. The Friday price that includes the direct trade seems to be always a discount to what the rest of the auction yards are doing throughout the week. But the seven-day average was up $1.65. We're sitting at $247.18. So we're continuing to hold well as far as the average goes. But this weaker number for the direct trade is going to be a bit of a drag on that seven-day average, obviously. So moving forward, we have to shift our attention back to the bird flu issue. What is the consumer thinking about that? What kind of reaction we're getting as far as consumption goes? The last thing we need is start backing up cattle in the feedlots with record dress weights. That could become a problem fairly quickly, obviously. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So we're watching that very closely. We'll see what the charts are doing here. But, we were hoping to get a little bit more to the upside before we start into that summer seasonal low. But this could be the catalyst that starts that next leg down. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.